Chapter 14 focuses on one prophecy, and it's describing a lengthy famine. Asher hayodvar Hashem al Yirmiyahu, the word of Hashem was to Yirmiyahu on the matter of the droughts. Judah mourns, and its gates are miserable because of the drought. The faces of the residents of Yehuda are darkened from hunger, and they have fallen to the ground, and the cry of Yerushalayim has risen. The powerful ones sent their young for water. They came to the cisterns, basically where the pits are for the water. They don't find any water. Their vessels returned empty. They are ashamed and humiliated, and they cover their heads in disappointment. Because the ground is cracked, as there's no rain in the land, farmers are ashamed, and they cover their head. For also the doe, D-O-E, it's a kind of animal that's naturally dedicated to its offspring in the field. It gave birth and left its newborn to fend for its own because there was no grass. The wild asses that wander in the wilderness stood on the bare hills and they gasped air like jackals. These creatures, which have large lungs, stand on heights and breathe in the air in order to see and smell vegetation. However, in this case, their eyes longed for there was no vegetation. And the people, because of this drought, they turn out to Hashem. And they say, Im avineinu anu vanu Hashem aseh lamachmecha. That's actually part of the prayers that we say on Yom Kippur, that line. If our iniquities have testified against us, if our sins have proclaimed our guilt, Hashem, at least act for your name's sake, not for us. We don't deserve it. For our deviances are many. We sinned to you. Mikveh Yisrael, the hope of Israel, or also the word mikveh. But over here the context is the hope of Israel, its savior in time of trouble. Why would you be like a stranger in the land and like a traveler who turns to stay at night? Basically, we feel like no one's listening to us. Lama siyek ish nidham. Why would you be like an astonished man or a mighty man, unable to save us? Atabekibenu, you are in our midst, Hashem. And your name is called upon us. Shimcha leinu, nikra. Al tanichenu, do not forsake us. And so says Hashem to the people, indeed, they liked to wander. Their legs, they did not despair from running wherever they wanted. Every idolatry. And therefore Hashem does not accept them. Now he remembers their sins and he reckons their iniquity. Vayomer Hashem Eli, and God turns to me and says, Al titbalel ba'ad ha'am hazeh letova. Do not pray on behalf of the people for good. Ki yatsumu, when they fast, I do not hear their cry of prayer. And when they offer up a sacrifice, a burnt offering or a meal offering, I do not accept them. For by the sword and by famine and by pestilence, I am annihilating them. Now that's quite a message. So Yirmiyahu says then, Va'omar, and I said, Aha Hashem Elokim, alas, my Lord God. So harsh. Behold, the popular prophets gather and they say to them, as though in your name, you will not see the sword, the famine will not be for you, for I will provide true peace in this place. Basically, what he's saying is that while I'm talking and saying these harsh statements, there are other prophets coming and promising the Jews everything's going to be fantastic. So I'm coming across a bit like a fool. Hashem said to me, the prophets prophesy falsehoods in my name. I did not send them, nor did I command them, nor did I speak to them. It's a false vision, a divination, nonsense. Chazon, sheker, kesem, ve'elil. And the deceit of their heart, that's what they're prophesizing from. And therefore said Hashem, regarding those prophets that prophesize in my name. You imagine, you're living in a time with a bunch of people running around saying, I'm a prophet. Oh, don't worry, everybody. It's going to be good. Take it easy. It's going to be good. Anilo shalachtim, I didn't send them. But they are saying, sword and famine will not be in the land. Well, let me say to this, says God, those prophets will die by the sword and by the famine. And the people to whom they are prophesying all these good news will be cast on the streets of Yerushalayim due to famine and the sword with no one to bury them. This will happen to them and their wives, their children, and their sons and daughters, and I will pour retribution for the evil upon them. You shall say to them this matter, my eyes will shed tears night and day, and they will not cease to cry as the maiden daughter of my people has been injured with great injury, with a very grave blow. Im yatsasi asada, says the prophet, if I go out to the field, behold, I find those slain in the sword. And if I come to the city, behold, I find those ill from famine, for both the prophet and the priest have gone around and have had to turn to another land they did not know in search of sustenance. And this seems like a prophecy, a prayer rather, from Yirmiyahu HaShem. He says, Hama'os ma'asta et Yehuda, Hashem, have you utterly spurned, have you utterly been disgusted by Yehuda? Im bitziya and gala nafshecha, did your soul, God, reject Zion? Madua hikisanu, why are you hitting us so hard? Ein lanu marpe, there's no cure for us. Kavela shalom vein tov, we hope for peace, but there's no good. And we hope for healing, but there's only terror. Yes, God, we know our evil. We know the sins of our fathers and that we sin to you. But Hashem, don't scorn us for your namesake, and do not revile the throne of your glory. Remember and do not breach your covenant with us. And finally, are there amongst the futilities, the idols of all the nations, one that causes rain? No, there's no idol that could cause rain. Or do the heavens to which some pray, do they generate raindrops? Are you not the Lord Hashem? We place our hope in you. Atahu Hashem alikeinu nekabalach, ki ata asitat kalela, you've done it all. And what he's basically finishing off is saying, Hashem, please, we're turning to you.